It is 8:42 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 54 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103.
We're getting an update this morning from our friends at the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. We have Olivia Shamley joining us. And good morning to you, Olivia.
Good morning, y'all. How are you?
Good morning. It's always great to see you. Especially around Christmas time.
Yeah, well, we're about to get into a season of eating, so why not?
When you need the why the most.
Very true. All right, well, let's start, if we can. It's talking about the season of giving, and it's Giving Tuesday, and I understand we've got a very generous, anonymous donor, and kind of bring us up to speed what's happening.
We do. So Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Nonprofits across the country, you know, are that last push for donations for the end of the year, and this year we had a very generous donor offer to match donations up to $5,000. So
Woo!
Any donations that come in now through Giving Tuesday, they are going to be doubled. Double your impact, double your gift, and it's just so generous of the donor, and we're very excited.
So your $50 donation really is $100.
Absolutely.
$100 is $200.
Absolutely.
We know how to double from there.
How about that? We did learn a little bit in school.
I know. Our teachers are so
just
proud.
Just don't throw in threes or sevens.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good point.
Just keep it zeros.
Yeah, and zeros and twos.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is really great. And, of course, all this money will help the YMCA of Upper Palmetto do what?
Yeah, so all of those donations go to our annual campaign, which funds our financial assistance program. Mm. So any individuals or families that just need some help that can't pay the full YMCA membership fees or after school care or swim lessons, you know, just need a little bit of extra help. Our mission is to provide access to all. So we don't want to turn anyone away. So these donations help us do that. And, you know, the membership fees go to the building, go to the equipment, but all of these donations go right back into your community.
And that's why it is proven in communities where there is a YMCA.
Yes.
It just reflects so much in positive ways.
Absolutely.
Because, hey, everybody needs kind of a place to have fun. You need to fill those idle time with positive sports, all sorts of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, another thing, excuse me, to keep in mind is just your holiday hours.
Yes.
That are here.
This week with Thanksgiving, our branches will be closing at 4 on Wednesday. But if you have after school, check with your branch. We will be closed on Thanksgiving and then opening at 8 on Black Friday, the day after. So go get your shopping done and then come on in.
8 in the morning, not 8 in the afternoon.
Yes. I was about to say.
You don't get that much of a
break. You don't get that much of a break.
Yeah.
No, we'll still expect to see you Friday morning.
Yeah. Is it usually busy or slow to get started?
I can contest that my branch that I go to, it is busy. People feel guilty. Guilty conscious.
Oh, I'm feeling so bloated. Yep. Well, it's worth it.
That's why the YMCA is here for us, so we appreciate that. So I understand we've got some Christmas fun happening at the Clover School District YMCA.
We do. On December 3rd, we are going to have a little festival, so there'll be some Christmas crafts, Christmas movie going, pictures with Santa, and all of the proceeds from that night are going to support our Live Strong at the YMCA program, which is for cancer survivors who are looking to reclaim their health at any point in their journey, because in our minds, you are a survivor from the day you're diagnosed. Mm. So anyone can join that program. There is more information about that on our website. And I know Jenny's come and talked about it here before. But all the proceeds from that evening will go. There will be some raffle prizes. And the activities will all be like a ticket, but you can buy tickets at the door.
Oh, great.
That's so important.
Patty just mentioned a minute ago, communities are stronger when they really do have a YMCA, and you can see why.
Yeah.
Build relationships. Community gathering spot for so many folks, and it makes it easy, and you're there for health.
Absolutely.
Whether it's your body, your mental health, your physical health, just laughing and enjoying, you're connecting with people. I mean, it really is
assisting
remarkable.
Assisting the community with childcare.
Yeah. What a YMCA branch can do.
The Friday after that, I believe, is our the kids' night out at CSDY as well, where you can drop your kid off. It's $20 a kid, but go
what's
get all
the
that
age
Christmas.
When you say kid? Can I, is it my age?
Yes, you can hop on.
You cannot drop off your husband. I know you want to.
Yeah, we tend to turn those away, but
you can't say some haven't tried.
I'm sure they have. We get that final Christmas shopping done that week, that Friday night.
Oh my goodness!
Or just a date night.
Yeah.
So if your kid is too young to stay at home by themselves. No husbands allowed.
Yeah. Sorry, Patty.
Maybe questionable in terms of just entertaining themselves for a couple of hours. But yeah, you can have this again as an opportunity just to pull it together.
Absolutely.
Pay me $20 and I'll babysit Jay. Thought we'll call it a deal.
I think Katie and I might be able to work out a barter.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, call it even.
We'll get you next week.
But if the YMCA ever wants to get into adult babysitting with spouses, boy, I think
we'll
really would be on to something.
I think there's hope there. I mean, you know.
I think that's just like a regular workout.
That's true.
You know
what? That's what it's called, a regular workout.
Yeah. You know, I used that. I so used that yesterday because my husband worked out, right? And then when he came home, I was reading a book. And he says, oh, so you're laying down reading a book. I said, yep, just like you chose to go work out with your hour, this is how I'm choosing to
Absolutely.
Spend my hour.
I love it.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. We're catching up with Olivia from the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. And one more note to pass along. If you're interested in flag football, then the Indianland branch has some signups happening
they're
now.
They're going to launch their first season of flag football in the spring. So registration is going to open for that December 7th. We also have a couple other sports that registrations are still open for right now, some basketball and soccer leagues. So definitely check out our website and all the programs that are available.
Do you know the ages of the flag football?
I believe it is 3 to 15.
Okay. Boys and girls?
Or it is co-ed.
Okay, co-ed. All right.
Yeah,
well,
isn't that amazing?
It really
December
is.
December 7th. I love the fact that we're thinking about spring. One day at a time.
Oh, we've already had our meetings for summer day camp. We're ready.
Oh,
registration
great.
Will be open.
Okay,
first
well, that's
week
a stretch.
January.
I want to enjoy a little bit.
Well,
the
same
spring.
Thing.
Give me the spring.
Well, Camp Cherokee, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've got to. Those signups happen on day one, like concert tickets. Back in the olden days, you had to be there, and if you didn't act fast, then you were up in the bleachers, nosebleed section.
There you go. So,
Olivia, always great to catch up with you. You can follow, of course, the YMCA of Upper Palmetto on the World Wide Web, on social media, and also just stop in, take a swing around the look of a branch, and you'll be surprised what else is offered at your local YMCA branch, that's for sure.